After the death of Nahal in Nanterre on Tuesday, June 27, rioters have been burning the country for a few nights. Revolted after the death of a 17-year-old during a traffic stop, they burned cars, schools, police stations and looted shops and boutiques. Since the beginning of the week, the police have made more than 2,000 arrests. Among those arrested are very young minors. According to a note from the Territorial Intelligence, the median age of the rioters is 17. According to this note, less than 2% of those arrested are known to the police. They are almost exclusively men who have the culture of social networks and their mode of action. Territorial Intelligence then distinguishes three profiles among the rioters. First are the youth of the cities, who use urban guerrilla tactics. Their targets do not seem to be precisely determined in advance and their modus operandi remains classic, with calls on social networks. Second are the people from ultra-left, who aim above all to sow chaos. They are experienced in confrontation and able to structure operating methods such as barricades and blockades. Last one are the people who came to help the militants of the ultra-left. These people are seen as lost and are most often in a logic of general contestation of government policy. According to the Juvenile Penal Code, individuals aged 13 and over arrested during these riots can incur more or less significant penalties: placement in a closed educational center, a fine of up to 7,500 euros, or even a prison sentence. But many political figures or members of the government are beginning to point out the need to also make parents responsible, and recall that it is possible to punish parents in the event of a breach of parental authority. Parents cannot be criminally prosecuted for acts committed by their children. However, they may be held liable. As recalled by the Minister of Justice Eric Dupond-Moretti Friday to the attention of the magistrates, the father and the mother are jointly and severally liable for the damages, the cost of the damage caused by their minor children, and therefore can be sentenced to pay compensation or fines. The penal code provides for up to 2 years in prison and a fine of 30,000 euros for parents who have evaded their legal obligations, to the point of compromising the health, safety, morality or education of their minor children. Finally, another fine amounting to 3,700 euros, is provided by law for parents who have not come to the hearing of their children. Parental responsibility courses are also possible for parents deemed to be in default.